Today is the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ. The epistle for the feast of Christ the King is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, the first chapter. Brethren, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and in him, and he is before all, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may hold the primacy. Because in him it hath well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things on earth and the things that are in heaven, in Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 28th chapter. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Newspaper journalists have the interesting and sometimes very difficult job of reporting news and events in such a way that the reader will want to continue reading. It was for this purpose that the Atlanta Journal, in about the year 1946, put a question to a group of newspaper editors. The question was, if you were given an unlimited choice, what news story would you like to see in tomorrow's paper? That is, what event or news would be the best news in the world? Now consider that at this time, World War II had just ended, and the so-called Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union had just begun. Thus, to this question, most of the editors replied that they would like most of all to report the news that Stalin and his atheistic communists had ceased their regime and were pursuing peace with the other nations of the world. Some reporters said they would like the headlines to be that the Soviet Union had called off the Cold War, had begun to disarm and set free their captives from behind the Iron Curtain. Now, this news would indeed make millions of people, many nations, very happy, but it would not end war forever. nor would it actually bring about world peace. Other dictators, other tyrants, and other criminals would soon arise in one area or another. I think, however, I know what would be the best, the most encouraging and glorious headline, one that all of you and I would very much rejoice at seeing. Imagine, my dear faithful, that you woke up and across the world the news read, "All the nations of the world have unanimously and wholeheartedly accepted and proclaimed Christ as King." Imagine if this were true, that every newspaper, every news broadcast reported that everyone finally acknowledged our Lord as the King of their hearts, the King of their nation, and the King of kings. Almost 2,000 years before the Atlanta Journal put that question to that group of editors, a far more important question was asked. It was asked by the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, and it was asked of our Lord Jesus Christ. The leaders of the Jewish Sanhedrin, the Pharisees and the scribes, were trying to condemn our Lord on the charge of disobeying the Mosaic law and of blasphemy by calling himself God. Then, when they handed him over to Pontius Pilate, they came up with new accusations. They told Pilate that this Galilean started rebellions, that he forbade paying taxes to the state, and that he was a rival king of Caesar. Pilate therefore took our Lord into his private court and asked him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Pilate wanted to know, why were the Jews so furious at this man, about whom he had heard nothing of sedition or rebellion up till then? Our Lord knew Pilate's thoughts and showed how unreasonable the accusation was. He asked Pilate, "Have you yourself discovered this political charge of rebellion through your own soldiers and political power? Or have you learned of this only from my biased and irate enemies that are outside?" Pilate then asked more explicitly, "Your own people and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus explained how he could be delivered up to Pilate. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers certainly would have fought that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from hence." The governor then pointedly asked, "So thou art a king then?" And then our Lord clearly declared, "Thou sayest it, I am a king. For this was I born, and for this did I come into the world." Christ is king by right of his divinity, that is, he is God. And as God, he created us, and therefore we are his property. One priest writes, "Our souls, our bodies, and our lives belong to God by the right and title of creation." Not only is Christ the king, our king by his divinity, but moreover, he is our king because he redeemed us. By his passion and death on the cross, our Lord saved us from the slavery and subjection to the devil, ransoming us with the price of his own precious blood. As one Jesuit explains, our Lord became man, coming down to earth to rescue fallen men from Satan. We are the fruits of his conquest, and thus he is the king and master of all human hearts. Because we owe our redemption, our salvation to our Lord. Christ is our master and the sovereign of the world. But if he is a king, where is his kingdom? As he told Pontius Pilate, Christ came into the world to establish a kingdom. But he also said, my kingdom is not of this world. That is, his kingdom is not one with territory lines, stone castles, and a royal court. But our Lord did establish a spiritual kingdom on earth, the church, through which we are able to learn the doctrine of our King. We are governed by his officers, and we receive grace to unite ourselves more closely to our King. And this is done by his sacraments. God the Son also established the celestial kingdom of heaven for his subjects. He welcomes all his subjects into this kingdom, where he has prepared mansions in this eternal abode of paradise for those who serve him well. But if we do not serve him, what kind of subjects are we? And if we do not serve him, we will not be able to find true happiness. When worldly persons look for happiness, they turn to the pleasures of this world. They turn on the TV or a movie or look to the internet. Or they numb their mind and conscience with alcohol or drugs. According to the AC Nielsen Corporation, which is a media research corporation for market analysts, 66% of homes in the U.S. have three or more TVs. In the average U.S. home, the TV is on for close to 7 hours per day. As of 2021, 45% of people globally watch at least 1 hour of online video content every day. We all seek happiness, but so many people, the vast majority, are looking in the wrong place. It is clear that these things do not make man truly happy. For the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, reported that over the last 2 decades, the rate of suicide in the U.S. increased by 33%. It also reported that suicide is the second leading cause of death among persons aged 10 to 34, and the fourth leading cause of death between those between 35 and 44. Why do these worldly pleasures not make man truly happy? Because we were created to know, love, and serve God, and to be happy with him forever in heaven. St. Augustine once wrote, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." That is, our hearts will never find true peace until they rest in God. To attain true happiness, we must acknowledge Christ as King and serve him. This is why the most glorious headline would be, "All the nations of the world have unanimously accepted and proclaimed Christ as King." Then there will be justice in business, harmony between nations and between family members. There will be a church on every corner with our King dwelling in our tabernacle. If Christ truly reigned in our hearts, we would have a bit of heaven on earth. Now, this paradise on earth does not seem likely with the condition of the world right now. It does not seem that the whole world will wake up tomorrow and wholeheartedly acknowledge Christ as King. But that bit of heaven has to start somewhere, and we can help bring about the reign of Christ by being ourselves the best subjects possible. When unhappy worldlings see you, and they see that you are the only ones around them who is at peace and who is happy, the worldling might accept the grace to see why you can have peace in this valley of tears. Perhaps you are the only one this worldling knows, who knows the purpose of life, the key and the king of our happiness. To give your neighbor that chance and to be a loyal subject yourself, my dear faithful, acknowledge your king by doing his will and by doing God's will. Become a devoted vassal of the king by spreading his reign and obeying his laws, that is, by following the commandments. And the way to receive strength to do that, fortitude to be a good subject every day of our lives, is to receive the sacraments, especially communion and confession. Communion, where we invite the King himself to dwell in our hearts. And confession, where we go into the court of the King to make appeals for our failings. Every man is seeking happiness, and let us then go to the source of all good. Let us go to our Creator, our Redeemer, the King and center of all hearts, and the King of kings. He, our King, is the one and only door to peace and happiness in this life and the next. Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee, Christ the King. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.